Patty,
what?
Do you mind?
What? We're breaking into the Dirtbag Diaries office. This is epic. We need music, Elizabeth.
Go stand over there while I take care of the lock.
Okay, sorry.
Got it.
Ooh, we're in a world where Patio and the Rage Kitty take over the Dirtbag Diaries office.
Are you seriously narrating our crime?
Two podcasters take over the Diaries feed to sneakily launch their new show, Safety Third.
Oh my, stay here. I'm gonna go take care of the alarm and then do a sweep for sensors.
Wait, Elizabeth.
What?
If you were a shape, which shape would you be?
What? What does that even have to do with
it? I'd be a hug.
Okay, that's not a shape, Patty.
Well, not with that kind of attitude, it isn't.
Yeah.
Jesus, did you just throw a switchblade into the alarm? What is happening?
Okay, all clear. Now we just need to hack into Fitz's computer.
I have so many questions. How do you even know how to pick a lock?
And then we just take over the feed.
And who owns a switchblade?
Technically, it's a spring-assisted knife. Switchblades are illegal. Don't you know anything about weapons law?
How am I the weird one in this situation?
Okay, got it. All right, so we're ready to launch Safety Third.
Wait. Listen.
What? Is someone coming? Don't worry. I'll cover us.
Put the taser away, you weirdo. No, listen.
Okay.
O'Connell. Our last names sound really cool together.
I'm pressing play on Safety Third.
In a world where listeners are treated to a special episode of Duct Tape Then Beer's newest podcast.
From the creators of the Dirtbag Diaries,
a new podcast by Duct Tape Then Beer.
I'm Patty O'Connell.
And I'm Elizabeth Nakano.
Welcome to Safety Third. In the next year, we're going to traverse the ideas, the beliefs that define us as an outdoor community.
Because ideas are daring.
This is arguably the closest humans can get to flying.
There has to be an obstacle, right? If you're going to get cancer, you got to get like the really cool, unique one if you're a New Yorker.
And when we illuminate them, it gives others a path to follow.
I was afraid to go blind.
You know, it's like the privilege of my life to have this relationship.
And I've always had this thought in the back of my mind that you always have to be working on some kind of greater good.
We believe that marriage
is a path.
I believe that we find our purpose by harnessing our barriers, not by overcoming them.
Without it, I can't even imagine that I would be able to sit here today and say, I know who I am.
Often, they come to us at a cost.
As he skipped down the trail, he turned around and he said, I love you.
You know, I didn't want to be a veteran.
Just watched him disappear over the ridgeline.
You know, if they got hurt or died, it was because I wasn't there.
He fell and he never came back.
And I think that's really what kind of drove what ultimately I realized was a cocaine addiction and alcoholism.
That moment was the beginning, I guess, of the rest of my life.
And the places those ideas lead, well, they're pretty damn incredible.
You said that to the Dalai Lama?
He laughed and he said, you know, I'd love to still be in Tibet and be my people's spiritual and temporal leader. But instead, I'm in a government in exile in India. He said, you know, Luis, I know you've been a mountain guide your entire life and that's what you love and that's what you do. But sometimes you don't choose your path. Sometimes your path chooses you.
Safety Third, a show about ideas and how we come to believe in them.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.